If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood morning show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Jay Hood with you. Cap is off today. We will have the Friday folder coming up at 9:35. Also, check in with the weekend weather with Tracy Butler at 9:50. We turn now to NBC Sports Chicago. Illini great NBA veteran Kendall Gill's with us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Kendall, Jay Hood, how you doing, man?
All right, Jay Hood, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I know everywhere you go, people are asking you, Kendall, what's up with the Bulls? And, and here we are, right? Like, if the playoffs start today, they would not even make the play-in game. So just over the last five games, I mean, what has been the prevailing theme for the Bulls that you've seen?
Well, one, I think there's a lot of things. One, we have lack of a quarterback to run the show on the team. I think that's why they're looking or talking to Westbrook at this present time. You know, Lonzo Ball being out has really, really set the team back, in my opinion, because he is a pure point guard, because he does provide the outside three-point shooting that we're sorely missing right now. And the way that he pushes the basketball, and we're missing his defensive presence. Not saying that Ayo Dosunmu can't get there. He will eventually get there, but he's young. It's his second year in the league, so I don't think that he's quite ready to assume the mantle that Lonzo Ball was at last year. Doing well in the starting lineup and everything, but, you know, still there's the intangibles that are not at the point guard position right now that we need. Secondly, we have not established the way that we. Sorry, man. I got people coming in and out of my house. Yeah.
Go get the door.
We have not established the way that we want to play consistently. Now, when they play consistently through Vucevic, when the big three, DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and Nikola Vucevic, all are 20 plus, the Bulls are almost unstoppable. But sometimes a lot of the times we'll play well for the first three quarters, then totally forget about what got us in the lead in the fourth quarter. That's the second thing. The third thing, I think that DeMar right now over this five-game skid is hurt. You know, he's had a hip problem, has battled through injury for maybe 15, 16 games now, and now you're seeing what he's been battling through, because he's not the same. He's had, I think over the last five games, he's only averaged like 18 points a game. This is a guy that averages about 26, 27 points a game. So, you know, when you got your leading scorer hurt and when you have throwing all the rest of these things, then it doesn't make good for a productive season. And that's what it is.
So, Kendall, the feeling is that DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine don't work. And my answer to that always is, if Lonzo was there, it would work. Is that statement true?
That's totally true. Like I said, Lonzo is the quarterback to the whole thing. He runs the show. And when you don't have a guy, say, well, like I played with Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah.
He ran the show. I played with Sherman Douglas. There's a reason why they called him the general, because he ran the show. And that's exactly what Lonzo Ball does for this basketball team. And, you know, I'm not just saying this just now. Go back to last year when they first started. I said Lonzo Ball is the key to the whole thing. Okay, if Lonzo Ball goes, so go the Chicago Bulls. And, you know, we're seeing it right now.
I mean, without them, though, there needs to be an answer. I mean, all I'm telling what I would tell you is that when you look at the rest of the Eastern Conference and we see the top teams in the East, I mean, Lonzo Ball would help. But then look at the upper echelon of the East. Where would the Bulls be then? I mean, would they contend? Sure. But the one thing the Bulls would not be is Boston. They wouldn't be Milwaukee. And then we start looking into the Cavs and Philly to see how the matchup would be.
Well, we really don't know that, because if you look at the first half of the season last year, we led the East. You know, and with one more year with these guys, one more year of familiarity, now I think that the team gets better. You look at Kevin Durant's press conference last night in Phoenix when he said the only reason why they couldn't do big things in Brooklyn is because he, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving were on the court for only 17 games last year total. So, you know, I'm a big believer in keeping your core together, you know, because when you start dismantling your core, trading this guy out, trading that guy out in to see if somebody else fits, then you never really know what you have. I think if the Bulls had Lonzo Ball, you added a shooter, which we definitely need. We need a guy that can knock down 3-point shots consistently, because that is our weakness. I mean, that you can see that each and every game. If we had those two things, I think we're right in contention with everybody in the Eastern Conference.
Kendall, here's a question that no one's ever asked you. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been asked a lot of things, man.
Yeah, but you haven't been asked this. I know for sure. I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
Kendall Gill, if you had a chance to force your way out of a team, which team would you have gone to? You've seen this in the league, right? I mean, it's like Kyrie wants to be up, KD wants to be up, James Harden does it all the time. He does it for sport.
Yeah.
So in your era, what team did you look at and say, yeah, you know what, I'd like to play for them instead?
Well, you know, I had my opportunity to go with the Lakers, but I don't know if I ever told you this story. The Lakers, I was in LA about to go to the press conference, and Mitch Kupchak and Kurt Rambis were downstairs. So I go to the elevator to go downstairs, but I forget my cell phone in my hotel room. I go back in to retrieve my cell phone from the hotel room. As soon as I pick it up, Lewis Katz, the owner of the New Jersey Nets, says, "Listen, Kendall, don't go to the press conference. We're prepared to offer you $7 million for 1 year."
Ooh.
So the Los Angeles Lakers, I had already agreed with the Los Angeles Lakers in principle to go to the L.A. Lakers for 2 years, $5.5 million. So if you can imagine how I felt at that point, my dream was to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. I would have teamed up with Shaq and Kobe and taken Glenn Rice's place after they had won the first championship. So I probably would have won, who knows how many championships I would have won with them. But at that time, business is business. $7 million over 1 year is a lot more than $5.5 million over two. So I had to make a business decision and go back to New Jersey.
No, you never told me that. No, I've never heard you say that before.
Hey, listen, I still have the jersey that they gave me while I was getting ready to go to the press conference. I had Gil number 12. I couldn't wear 13 because Wilt Chamberlain had to retire, but I had 12. I still got it downstairs in my basement.
I never heard that story before. That's crazy.
One of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make, because I really wanted to be a Laker.
It's All-Star Weekend, and we're talking to Kendall Gill. And by the way, you can hear All-Star Saturday and the All-Star Game right here exclusively on ESPN 1000. Okay, so in the barbershop, you hear a lot of conversations about Giannis and what the Celtics could be and Embiid. So as good as Jokic has been with Denver, will he ever be the face of the league, especially if he wins another MVP?
No, he won't be, because, you know, Jokic is a very, very good player. I mean, two-time MVP, probably will be the third, get his third MVP this year if he keeps going on the track that he's on. But, you know, I think the league looks for a more exciting player to be the face of the league. You know, Jokic is not a high flyer. You know, he does everything great, but his game really doesn't excite you that much. And I think in order for you to be the face of the league, you have to bring some sort of excitement to the league, or you have to win championships. You know, because you look at Larry Bird's game, Larry Bird did everything well, you know, but didn't have a lot of pizzazz, but the guy just got it done, and he won championships. I think if Jokic was able to win championships, then yeah, you could make him the face of the league.
But
you got to win first.
And lastly, and we appreciate your time. So I know I've said this numerous times in the air how much you love and appreciate the career of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, to the point where you believe that he's the very best that we've ever seen in the game, high school, college, and pro. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So overall.
Well, give us some thoughts on that, because I was just wondering, now that LeBron has eclipsed him, like, where, how far is LeBron away from Kareem to you?
Well, I still have LeBron as third greatest of all time. The reason why is because in order to be mentioned as the greatest of all time, I know people say that LeBron is the GOAT, and I have this conversation with my friends all the time. You have to be in the 6-5 club. The 6-5 club is 6 championships and at least 5 MVPs. There's only 3 players to do that: Russell, Abdul-Jabbar, and Jordan. Until you get there, you cannot be considered the greatest of all time. I don't care how many points you score. The game has changed. They've made the game easy for these guys to score. You can, no hand checking, no take foul rules and everything. It's easy to score right now. As a matter of fact, Jay Hood, you and I could go out there and average maybe 15 or 20 right now, you know, with the way that the rules are set up. But you look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's career from high school, college to pro, nobody has his resume. 3 national championships, 3-time national player of the year. If they had let him play his freshman year, he would have been 4-time national champion and 4-time player of the year. But I have Kareem as the greatest of all time, but Michael Jordan, to me, is the greatest NBA player of all time.
He'd be happy for you to say that, because it's his 60th birthday today.
It's his birthday today. But, hey, listen, you know, I'm a truth teller. I tell the truth.
Kendall, I'm glad you spent some time with us, man. Looking forward to the All-Star break and see what happens in the second half.
All right, let's go, man. I'm ready to get it.
All right, man. It's Kendall Gill with us here from NBC Sports Chicago, and the great Flying Illini player with us here on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Got it.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
How about that?
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Friday folder next on Chicago's Home for Sports.